Johnson says the country needs to honor its promises to current retirees and those about to retire, but he says there's a looming financial crisis in Social Security. He told the crowd at a WISC Politics luncheon in Madison that it's one of the reasons he's running.
I'm willing to take a look at all the options. They all have to be on the table. It's going to require a bipartisan approach. It's going to take people of goodwill to actually start acknowledging there's a problem and then move toward a common sense solution to fix it.
Johnson says young people he talks to don't believe Social Security will be around when they're ready to retire. Johnson compared the current system to the Ponzi scheme run by the now incarcerated Bernie Madoff.
He paid some of the older investors off, and then he spent the rest of the money. The money was spent. It's gone. Okay, what has Social Security done? Again, now I didn't do this. I'm just describing the problem. Social Security has taken money in from the American public. They've paid off people that first accessed the system, and they spent the rest of the money. The money's gone.
Johnson offered no specifics on what he'd change about Social Security, but he praised fellow Republican Congressman Paul Ryan for introducing a plan that calls for the partial privatization of Social Security. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.